Journalism Today. Well, on this Veterans Day, one organization that helps those who have helped this country is the Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's headquartered here in Kansas City. Joining us now is the VFW's Adjutant General, John Hamilton. Mr. Hamilton, welcome to Up to Date, and thanks for taking a few minutes with us here today.
Oh, thanks for talking with us. We look forward to it.
Well, there are millions of U.S. veterans, John, and their needs run the gamut. What's the most pressing need that our veterans are facing today?
Well, obviously, health care is a huge issue for those that are returning home now. Employment is another huge issue for our young troops who are coming home to, frankly, a dismal economy. And in some cases, the opportunity to find gainful employment is very difficult. Thank God we have a great GI Bill now that affords these young people a chance to come home and for a better education. And, of course, that'll pay huge dividends for them as well as this nation.
I'm wondering, John, how helpful has private business been at reaching out and offering a hand to veterans who are looking for jobs?
Well, some have, obviously, and some have not. You know, we have a good relationship with a lot of large corporations who have stepped up and done some great things for us, for veterans across the country. But, you know, never enough.
Have recently returning vets had a tougher time making the switch? Because I noticed that NPR had a story today about veterans coming home and working as firefighters because they found that same type of brotherhood they had when they were in the service in the fire departments they're working for. Are they having a tougher time these days making the switch?
Well, I think, you know, the young folks today, this generation is now serving multiple deployments. You know, we have some people that have served 2, 3, 4, and 5 tours overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. So, we seem to be recycling the same folks over and over and over. Obviously, it has a great effect on them personally, on their health and their well-being. So, probably the transition, I think, now is probably harder than it has been in the past with the unemployment situation the way that it is, with sequestration, with the government shutting down. Things are very difficult. It's very difficult times for young folks.
We're visiting with John Hamilton. He's the Adjutant General of the VFW, headquartered here in Kansas City. John, your membership is made up of veterans from every war since World War II. Since then, America battled in Vietnam, Korea, and the Persian Gulf and elsewhere. Are you struggling to get members from the more recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to join the VFW?
Well, interestingly enough, we're actually getting a higher percentage from this war than we have past wars. There's just less people. Like, as I alluded to earlier, they're recycling the same folks over and over. So it's just certainly not the numbers that there used to be. You know, less than 1% serves in the military. That's why it's important that America step up, the 99%+, take care of the 1% who afford us the opportunity to do what I do and what you do and to live in a free nation. For a difficult time now, as we alluded to, the unemployment being what it is and the economy being what it is. So we have to make these people special. You know, they keep us free. They give us the opportunity to pursue our careers and live our lives where we choose to do so. Not so in certain parts of the world. So we owe them a great debt, and they put their chest between us and the bad guys. We can never repay that, never.
What percentage of your members are women, John?
It's not nowhere near what it should be. About, depending on who you talk to, about 20% of the military, 18 to 20% are active duty or in the military guard reserve. You know, ours runs around 5%. Not enough. We're working hard on that. We have a women's committee who make recommendations to us. They're joining in larger numbers now than they have in the past. And we look forward to, and by the way, they're in great leadership roles. We have, state commanders now that have been females. We have people in Florida National Headquarters that are female vets. So we're doing all we can to reach out and touch not just women, but all minorities.
What's your take on how the armed forces are handling cases of sexual assault these days? I mean, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, John, has made it a big focus of her work in Washington to make changes in the way those cases are handled by the military. What's your sense of things?
Well, you know, obviously it's a horrific situation that exists in some cases, and it's not just female, it's male as well. Military sexual trauma is a real deal. We want it dealt with. People that are in responsible positions to step up and do the right thing and make sure these people that are cause these harm to their fellow soldiers or sailors or Marines are held accountable.
Hmm. We were talking a few minutes ago about this notion of how different it is these days for veterans versus veterans who fought in Korea and Vietnam. Is there just a general sense within the VFW that the soldiers today, that transition back to civilian life is tougher, or is that not the case, John?
Well, I don't know that it's tougher. I think probably it's different. You know, veterans are veterans. You know, we have a commonality. We share a great bond. And that's why the VFW is so important. We and other veteran service organizations, we give these young fellows a welcome home. You know, we learned a great lesson from Vietnam. You know, I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And heard these stories of people returned home to less than a welcome, in some cases to disrespect and poor treatment. But, you know, the lesson of Vietnam is never again, never again. Our nation finally has it right. They understand that you don't have to like the war in Afghanistan or Iraq. But, you know, you need to respect and appreciate the soldier who put his life on the line for us. And people are getting it right. I get stopped everywhere I go, and people come up to me. I had a situation in New York City where I was on a television show and was talking about Afghanistan and Iraq and about the involvement of our military around the world. And when I got finished, I was leaving the next day, and a lady stopped me in the terminal at JFK and said, "You know, you're that VFW guy." I said, "Well, I guess so." And she said, "I saw you on television. I hate the war in Afghanistan. I hate the war in Iraq." And I said, "So do I." And she just kind of hesitated. I said, "Look, nobody hates the one who works in a soldier who has to fight it. I've been there and done that. So I can tell you at firsthand, we're not about war. We're about taking care of the troops. That's why the VFW needs to take care of our heroes. So, man, if you hate the war, but you respect the truth, you got it right. You learned the lessons of Vietnam, and that's it exactly."
You know, John, in the course of your lifetime, as you just mentioned, we have seen a dramatic sea change in the way society regards veterans who serve in our various armed forces. What caused that? What brought that about?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with organizations like ours, like the VFW, that fighting a good fight here at home and said, "We're not going to allow you to mistreat our troops any longer. You have to step up and appreciate what they do." And I think, and people have, you know, the mission we have now, what we have to do now is, as we pull the troops out in 2014 out of Afghanistan, we can't allow in 2015 or 2016 or 2017 those troops to be forgotten, because the cost of war is not bullet and band-aids today. The cost of war is taking care of those heroes, threats their lives in some cases.
Again, our guest, John Hamilton, he's the VFW's Adjutant General here in Kansas City. How would you rate our country's veterans' benefits, John? Are we doing all we can to help them, or does the federal government need to still step up and increase funding and services?
Well, I think, you know, we're more fortunate than most nations around the world, and we do take reasonable care of our veterans. There's still a lot more that can be done. The backlog in the VA healthcare system, or the benefits section and military or entitlement rather, through the Veterans Administration, the backlog is horrific. I know that General Shinseki is doing all he can to try to solve that issue and that problem. We've got to find a reasonable response to that. You know, we can get a guy ready to go off to war in, you know, 18 weeks or 16 weeks or 15 weeks, depending on what he's doing. We can't get him home and get him processed and handled and get him into the system in a year or two. Something wrong with that. So it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be in the forefront of what they do in D.C. They've got to find a solution to it.
You know as well as anyone, John, that military families shoulder a lot of work when their loved ones, you know, go off to serve in the armed forces. What types of family assistance does the VFW provide?
Well, we have a program called Unmet Needs, and it's actually it's not a loan, it's a grant. If you know, really, particularly now with so many Guard and Reservists being called up, and you may have someone who's making, you know, X number of dollars a month, and all of a sudden now they're called back to duty and they're making X minus 40. So most people couldn't live on 60% of what they make today. You know, most people just can't do that, and they're no different. So sometimes they get called up for income drops. Things happen. You know, hot water heaters go out, the car doesn't run, things go wrong. The husband, the wife's overseas. They've lost some income.
Mm-hmm.
So we step up and help them financially. And it's not a loan. It's a grant.
Mm-hmm.
So we stand ready to help those heroes.
You know, on this Veterans Day, John, what is the VFW in Kansas City doing today to commemorate Veterans Day?
Well, through our website, we have obviously up and running local posts and chapters throughout. Are having Veterans Day ceremonies at various posts. They had the Hero Celebration downtown Kansas City, as you probably know. Saturday, I was in D.C. I just returned from Washington, D.C., where I attended the Marine Corps Ball. Our Commander-in-Chief, Bill Fine, today is at Arlington Lane Relief, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And he'll go into the wall, and Vietnam Wall in Washington. So all across America, VFWs are standing up and celebrating Veterans Day. And we urge veterans and military members to come on down to your local VFW and get acquainted.
Well, John, happy Veterans Day to you. Thank you for your service, and thanks for the update on all things veteran here. We sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for helping us tell our story.
You bet. That's John Hamilton. He is VFW's Adjutant General.